KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have hazy sunshine, 67 degrees. We look for some areas of fog to burn off, otherwise partly cloudy skies today with a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Iowa has reported another 368 coronavirus cases for a total of 31,611 to date. The State Department of Public Health this morning reports no new deaths over the past 24 hours. The total thus stands at 721, of which 508 had a pre-existing health condition. Health officials report also 24,952 coronavirus patients have recovered. 840,934 assessments have been completed. 334,679 people have been tested, and 302,550 tests came back negative for COVID-19. Long-term care facility data show 151 hospitalized with COVID-19. That's up on Sunday. 41 are in an ICU, 4 more are admitted to a hospital for a total of 25, and 15 were on a ventilator. Also, RMCC data for Western and Southwest Iowa is unchanged from Saturday. 4 hospitalized, 2 in an ICU, and no one admitted or on a ventilator. Also mostly unchanged from the last COVID-19 dashboard data is the number of positive test results and persons who have recovered in Cass and surrounding counties. No change in Cass County numbers. Adair County has one more positive case of COVID-19 than they had on Sunday for a total of 16. Also, Guthrie County had one more case for a total of 66. And Pottawatomie County had 728 cases. That's up 6 from Sunday. And 632 recovered, up 7 from Sunday. In Shelby County, there were 2 more cases of COVID-19 for 116 total and 1 more recovery for a total of 95. A traffic stop at around 1 a.m. today northwest of Stanton resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Breno Parra Munoz of North Platte, Nebraska, was pulled over on Highway 34 at M Avenue. Upon further investigation, it was determined Parra Munoz' blood alcohol content was .118 or more than twice the legal limit. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with OWI first offense. Bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police report a woman was arrested around 10:20 p.m. Sunday for public intoxication. According to the police department, 31-year-old Nikki Mae Brown of Red Oak was taken into custody in the area of 3rd and Corning Streets. Her bond was set at $300. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a 15-year-old reported missing or runaway from Creston was located Saturday at a residence in Corning. Following up on some tips, deputies arrived at the residence and found the teen hiding in a closet. Further investigation revealed the teen was wanted on an active warrant out of Union County. The juvenile was placed into custody and transported to the Union County Sheriff's Office. The remains of a man who disappeared Wednesday afternoon following a boating incident was recovered Saturday in Fremont County. The Iowa DNR said the man, whose name was not released, had entered the Missouri River to try and swim to shore after the boat he was in ran out of gas on the river in Mills County. The man's companion managed to make it to shore, but the victim got lost and either drowned or had a medical issue, authorities said. His body was found about 2 miles south of the Bartlett Landing Saturday afternoon. Officials say he was not from this area. A pursuit that began near mile marker 37 on westbound Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County ended after a wild chase that wound through gravel roads along with a corn and soybean field. According to scanner traffic, Iowa State Patrol attempted to stop a red Mazda Tribute with California plates at around 7:24 a.m. Sunday. The driver refused to stop, though. The chase ended after the SUV went off a dead-end road at 280th and Magnolia. The chase went back and forth through a soybean and corn field, and with a vehicle flying over a field terrace at one point. After the vehicle crashed near 247-40-280th, the driver, who was injured, tried to run but was tasered. He was taken into custody just before 8 a.m. No other details are currently available. And in a social media post late Friday evening, the Iowa State Patrol asked, "Would you like to share the road with a motorist going this fast? Would you want your loved ones on the road with a motorist traveling at this speed?" They added that in 2 separate traffic stops Friday morning, motorists were driving in excess of 100 miles per hour. On I-80 in Cass County, a motorist was pulled over after being clocked at 124 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. And in Scott County, another motorist was caught doing 121 miles per hour in a 70 zone. Additional details about those stops is not available. Patrol warns to slow down, put the phone down, and buckle up. In our funeral announcements, Phyllis Hancock, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Hancock will be this morning at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The family requests that masks be worn during the service. Ruth Ann Berry, age 87, of Harlan and formerly of Irwin, died Tuesday at the Murchu Medical Center. Funeral services for Ruth Berry will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Carol Smith, age 90, of Atlantic, died June 29th at her home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Carol Patricia Smith will be held today at 1 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. John Allen Carnes, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 19th. A memorial service with military rites for John Carnes will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Carrie Reese, age 96, of Avoca, died Saturday. Memorial services for Carrie Reese will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Etha Carnes, age 90, of Fontenelle, died June 29th. Celebration of Life services for Etha Carnes will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Inga Henry, age 88, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Inga Henry will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Scott Krauth, age 51, of Des Moines and formerly of Messina, died Saturday. An open visitation for Scott Krauth will be on July 24th from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina, where the family will greet friends from 6 until 8 p.m. July 24th. Due to COVID-19, social distancing will be practiced. Leona Gard, age 93, of Atlantic, died July 5th on Sunday. Services for Leona Gard are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. John Shannon, age 65, of rural Pottawatomie County and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday in Omaha. A Celebration of Life memorial service for John Shannon is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rodney Schroeder, age 85, of Audubon and formerly of Brayton and Atlantic, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Services for Rodney Schroeder are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new locations at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.